Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM, thanks to renews.co.nz.
Ooh, flash new bed music.
Oh, that was my name.
That was you. Hey, Sam, how you going?
I'm going great. How is everyone?
We're going good this morning. The sun's back out, which is lovely.
Yeah.
Big old rainstorm. Before, it was very nice.
So today I'm going to talk about Modern Love, which is a show I've been waiting to review for quite a while. Because I haven't talked about shows that make me cry in a while.
Okay.
You guys might have noticed.
Really? I feel
we've been talking about a lot of quite crack-up shows recently.
What was the last show that made you cry prior to this?
I couldn't tell you, man.
Sorry. It's been too long.
I cry a lot. But this show, Modern Love, I watched it when I got home from town on Saturday night. I watched the first two episodes, and I was just in hysterical tears.
Really?
So I went back and watched it on Monday night and re-watched them.
So I was going to say, when you say you watched it on Saturday night after you got back from town, what time are we talking about here?
I don't want to talk about it.
Expose that.
My name is on this show now. Like, yeah. I don't want to put it out there.
So what is Modern Love?
Modern Love is an anthology series by Amazon Prime Video based on this New York Times column that's been going since 2000 and earlier than I can remember.
Right.
And basically people submit their own essays on love in all its forms. So friendship, marriage, one night stands, all of that, and it's all just a collection of personal essays in the New York Times that comes out every week or whatever. And then it got turned into a podcast, which is really successful, and then it got turned into, I think, a book, and now it's a TV show. And
right.
Man, it gets you. It really gets you.
So is it like a fiction, or is it a dramatization of essays?
Somewhere in between those two concepts.
Okay.
So like it pulls from them, but then it's also not word for word, but then the narration of the show does use the words of the writers.
Okay, that's cool.
And every episode's a different story, self-contained, yep. So it's an anthology, but an anthology per episode, not anthology per season.
Got you, yeah.
And stars some amazing people like Tina Fey, Dev Patel,
wow.
Anne Hathaway,
yeah.
Catherine Keener, the hot freeze from Fleabag. Woo!
I think Andrew Scott is his real name.
Yeah.
But I like that's now become his official name.
Oh, literally.
Huge casting on it.
Bro, I know. And it was just so good. Even the mummy from that mummy movie that no one liked.
What?
Yeah, she's in it. And
which
she's
film?
So cool. She's just really cool. I like her. And it's just good. Like, so the first episode, I'll break down the first three because that's kind of like where you'll get hooked in and you'll start loving it as much
okay,
as I do.
Okay, got you.
So first episode follows Kristen Milioti. You'll know her as the mum from How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically has a kid and every man in her life is transient and doesn't really hold on and like make an impression apart from her doorman, Guzman. Oh. And it just follows her as her kid grows up and she loves her life and like kind of just the love between someone who works in your building and someone like that brief, you're not actually in love, you don't actually know each other very well, but the care you have for just some strangers you see every day.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Your bus driver or like your postman who you might like wave to, like that kind of transient but happens every day love,
yep.
As opposed to people that come in and out of your life like boyfriends or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's really quite beautiful and I cried.
Oh.
Second episode follows Dev Patel and Catherine Keener as they discuss the times their heart's been broken the most. And Catherine Keener's story, she's a journalist, so she's interviewing Dev Patel because he's created his own app, like a Tinder.
Okay.
And she's interviewing him and then they swap stories about love. And Catherine Keener's story just honestly broke my heart.
Oh God!
These are all based on real people as well. That's what I find really interesting about this is it is basically someone's written about their life and then it's been filtered through all these different things and now you've got a TV series dramatizing it, but it is still at its essence based on somebody's real personal story.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Do you feel like this is a show that you should avoid if you're going through a breakup or
lean into it?
This is a show that makes you want to text all your exes. You believe that every love you've ever had is the most important thing in the world. This show makes you want to get married, then divorced, then married again. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just, it really
sounds like a roller coaster ride of emotion.
Bro, it so is. And Anne Hathaway's story, I won't get in too deep into it because it's an episode that you all need to watch for yourself, but basically she plays a bipolar person. And it focuses on her life as a bipolar person. And there's some honestly amazing cinematography. There's some amazing, like, just tiny little nuggets of, like, acting that Anne Hathaway does that you can't even believe that
I
she was
love
in
Anne
the
Hathaway.
Devil with. I stan Anne Hathaway.
We've been through the Anne Hathaway stan on
Breakfast.
I
just like to
before.
Bring it up every now and then just to remind everybody.
And this show just really, I think it will get you. I've seen some people critique it, saying it's kind of vapid or say it's kind of, like, too sugary sweet. And those people are just hard cases and need to like chill
maybe
out.
Maybe those are people that don't want to indulge in their emotions.
Yeah, psychopaths.
Sam's hot takes this morning. If you don't like this show, you're a psychopath. I think that's maybe a bit harsh.
I feel scared to watch this because I'm such a crier when it comes to even a good advertisement.
Yeah, that Wrigley's commercial, like that Wrigley's gum commercial where he writes on and he proposes with them, that will get me every single time.
Yeah.
So this is even better than that, is it?
Oh, say the even keel.
Even keel. Hey, so remind us of the name and where you can watch it.
Modern Love on Amazon Prime Video. Came out last Friday. 8 episodes, half an hour long. Brilliant. You can get through it in a week.
Excellent. And then you've got reading material. You can go and read all of those columns for years.
Should you read them first or watch it first?
I just watch it because I think they're so loosely based on it. And if you can't read, you can just listen to the podcast.
Brilliant.
So it's on all mediums.
All the mediums. Hey, thank you very much, Sam. And thank you to Ree, who now sponsors ViewMaster, which is pretty cool.
Next week, we're talking about rediscovering Aotearoa. So that's really exciting.
It's going to be awesome. I was watching it last night. The first two episodes are up online. You can go to renews.co.nz. There's one on the environment, and there's also one on Reo Māori as well. And they're both really cool. The first one's set in Te Uruwera, and it kind of looks at being disconnected from the environment and how can we be sort of environmentalists when there is cultural disconnection. And then also the language one is set at a big poetry slam in Tamaki Makaurau. So that's very cool as well. So you can go check those out. Thank you, Sam.
No worries. See ya.
ViewMaster. Thanks to renews.co.nz. Only on 95BFM.